Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
I'm JP, this is Tim, and this is also The Positive Truth, where we talk about positive news that we know you're not hearing every day and that we know you need more of. Tim, how are you?
I am doing amazing. How are you, sir?
Doing wonderful. Before we get to our positive news stories, make sure to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. Helps us out so much when you tell a friend and leave a positive review. Helps us reach so much more people. We also have an Instagram, a YouTube, a Facebook, and a Twitter, where we post links to our videos and positive news stories on our Facebook page at facebook.com/thepositivetruthpodcast. But we're really here for positive news stories. So Tim, what do you got?
Ha ha ha! I have a cool story about a researcher from Mexico National Polytechnic Institute, and she has completely eradicated the human papillomavirus, which is HPV, in 29 patients. It's one step closer to a cure. I have an article I'll post to the Facebook page where you guys can look at all the science stuff because it's a lot. And her name is Eva Ramon Gallegos, and I definitely want to give her a shout out, and I hope I said her name right because the Puerto Rican in me does not want to fail right now.
That is awesome. Science is cool with The Positive Truth. That is incredible considering there's like 3 million new cases of HPV every single year in the United States. And there's like hundreds of different strands. She's doing a great job, so shout out to her. That's awesome, man.
Man, she's doing the dirty work, work that we don't even know about, that people aren't even thinking about to help the world. So that's awesome.
Absolutely. Well, since Tim was with Science is Cool with The Positive Truth, I'm going to go with Youth Are Awesome. The youth are awesome with The Positive Truth. I have a 6-year-old girl who said, you know what? I don't want any birthday presents. Instead, she wanted to donate to the Humane Society. So she was 5, just turned 6. And her name is... Wow, I just lost it, Tim. Her name is Violet Waits. And she was like, I really like dogs. Is there any way we can raise food just for my birthday? And she went on Facebook, did the little thing Tim would do, which is log into Facebook, try to get some donations. She got 300 pounds of dog food and 100 pounds of cat food and donated on her birthday to the Humane Society. I think it's awesome. The youth doing great things. We always like to talk about the youth here on the Positive Truth Podcast.
Heck yeah. Especially when the youth are thinking about dogs, we're definitely going to talk about them.
Yeah, when I was 6 years old, I was only thinking about Power Rangers like Tim.
Facts. I'm still thinking about Power Rangers.
What do you got, Tim?
Well, man, I actually, since you were talking about dogs, I'm going to talk about dogs. So at the Tuckahoe Police Department from New York received a call about a barking dog that was on the loose. And when they arrived, it was a pit bull named Sadie. So this 11-year-old pit bull was just barking like crazy. And when the police officers started walking toward it, Sadie took off. The dog obviously wanted them to follow, so they decided to follow, went through all these random streets, took him back to his house, to Sadie's house, the dog's house. And the police went to go check, and they noticed there was like a door that was broken. And it was because Sadie was trying to get it in there because there was a gas leak in a basement underneath their house. And the only reason why the police officer saw anything is because Sadie scratched up on one of the windows and broke the door a little bit. And yeah, she's basically being called a hero now because she just saved her whole entire family's lives and their home. So I thought it was awesome, something we should talk about here on The Positive Truth because, you know, I love my dog stories.
I feel like last week we talked about the dog story that was running through the streets. In Brazil, that was running through the streets to lead the people to safety, like lead the police to the house too. And this just happened?
Dog, these dogs, and they're getting caught on video too. That's the dopest thing.
Hold up, you got a video?
I mean, I got an interview video. There's not a video of, like, you know, Sadie doing her thing, being Spider-Man and all that good stuff. Nah, but I definitely got some pictures and a video of Sadie running around being a good dog.
Well, that is awesome, Tim. Dogs are, maybe dogs are in the running for Positive Truth Person of the Year.
They should be, man. I've
even
said
they're not
them,
really
right?
People.
Hey, I love them. I love Captain like my own kid. I'd be sad if anything happened to him, for sure.
So are you, would you say you're grateful for Captain, sir?
Yes, I absolutely am, man. That's what? Like my own child. And that's how we're going to start off this meditation moment, right?
Yes, thank you, Tim. Thank you. So for our audio podcast, me and Tim like to do what we call audio meditation, where we talk about one thing we're grateful for at the halfway point. Because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on around us. We encourage you all listening at home to also think about how something you're grateful for. We guarantee it would make your day more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for?
Man, I'm going to say Captain, man. My dog, like, I actually have a cool little dog story today. So today I'm, you know, of course, taking care of Layla. Edna's at work, so it's me and Layla. Layla actually fell asleep, so I put her in her crib, went back to the living room. You know, I'm chilling on my phone, drinking some coffee, and all of a sudden I hear Layla wake up. I'm like, okay, you know, normal Layla. I'll give her a couple minutes to, like, stretch and get all this crying stuff out of her before she's good. And I guess Captain didn't think I heard her, and he decided to go into the room and, like, play with her, come back out, and try to get me to go in there for her. And I just thought it was the cutest thing in the world, because I know he cares about her and he protects his home just like it's his, because obviously it is his. And I just think it's awesome that he's a great addition to this family.
That's awesome, Tim. I like it. Captain thinks you need to be more attentive.
Man, he does. He really does.
Well, my one thing I'm grateful for is positive acts leading to other positive acts. It actually kind of ties into my next positive news story. But I always think it's awesome whenever someone does something positive and inspires other people to do something awesome or do something Absolutely. Positive in return. Like, you make someone smile, they make someone smile, it makes the whole world a better place. I remember we were trying to do a blessing box.
Right.
But we couldn't. You know, we didn't have a place to do it. Well, there is a store in Denham Springs. I don't know where Denham Springs is because someone sent me this post. So sorry about that. We appreciate everyone that sends in positive news stories, though. And there's a restaurant there that has a wall of prepaid tickets for people that are hungry but can't afford food. So they just grab a ticket with a meal they would like that a previous customer has paid for. And it's a new take on Pay It Forward. And I just think it's really awesome. It's Poppy's Mexican Cuisine. And so you can go in there and you can buy a ticket on the board for someone that's really hungry, that doesn't have money for it. Just put it up there. It's way your way of giving back. I just think it's an absolutely awesome idea.
Man, that is an awesome idea. I like that story. And we don't know where the restaurant is.
Yeah, man. It was a Facebook post sent to us.
Oh, man, I love those Facebook posts that get sent to us. There's so many of them on there. And I know my newsfeed alone, there's a bunch of posts on there, so I know it's hard to find all the details to them there. But, yeah, that is a great idea. Hopefully more restaurants start picking up on that.
Absolutely. What do you got, Tim?
Man, so you know how we're talking about positive acts leading to other positive acts. You just talked about how there are more trees getting planted, and NASA basically just reported that the earth is greener with more trees than 20 years ago, and it's thanks to China and India. You've been doing these stories about how they've been planting all these trees and doing it like 66 million in 12 hours. And now, you know, a study shows that there's way more trees now than there was 20 years ago. So that's like great. And I know this side of the world where we're at in Oklahoma, we definitely need to start planting some more trees to keep up, because it's a great sight whenever you can see a picture and there's so much green.
We need to be like you, Tim, planting trees.
Man, like, I planted one. I need to plant another one now that Layla's here, huh?
I mean, yeah. If we all planted one, there's 7 billion of us. That'd be a lot more trees in the world.
Man, if everybody just did their part, huh?
Yeah, just one. All you gotta do is one positive act.
Facts. I see what you did there.
Speaking of one positive act, in Africa, they haven't had a black leopard in over 100 years, but through conservation efforts for the past 100 years, slowly by slowly, they've actually brought back in some wildlife, and one was spotted on camera for the first time in over 100 years in Africa. I just think, again, kind of ties into what I'm grateful for. It's one positive act leading to another. Small steps of change and trying to make your not only economy, but environment, everything around you a little bit better than it was the day before, leads to stuff like this, leads to it being better for the animals, for us, and for the whole world.
Absolutely.
So shout out to Africa and everyone in that massive country. I mean, continent. Wow. Edit that out, JP.
We can roll with it.
Everyone in that massive continent doing their part. So shout out to Africa. Shout out to rare black panthers. It's almost like the movie inspired people.
Exactly. You know you can watch that movie for free this month?
You know, I don't really do movies, right?
True. I thought it was pretty dope. In honor of Black History Month, they decided to play it for free in certain AMC theaters all across the U.S.
Oh, that's awesome. That should be a positive news story, Tim.
They just got the bonus one, along with this positive quote. Scar tissue is stronger than regular tissue. Realize the strength, move on. Henry Rollins.
As someone that's sore, I sure hope so. We'll be back on Friday with more positive news stories. Until then, we're out.
Stay positive.